For nearly 1 year, the remote Aleutian Islands community of Nikolsky has been waiting to connect a wind turbine to their diesel power plant. Nikolsky was in the media spotlight last winter as they struggled to get fuel deliveries and were forced to ration what was left. Nikolsky leaders are hoping to help offset that fuel shortage concern this winter with wind power. Nikolsky Tribal Administrator Tanya Kyle says when the Alaska Energy Authority, or AEA, built their diesel plant nearly 3 years ago, the tribe requested a wind-ready system.
It was when the power plant was built. We had requested a control panel that would work with a wind turbine because that had been our plan all along, was to try to find the funding to put up a wind turbine here. And unfortunately, it just didn't work out.
Kyle says she doesn't know why they didn't get the system they requested, other than to speculate that perhaps AEA officials didn't think they'd get the funding for the wind turbine. But they did, through a federal grant. Some additional funds for shipping and fuel cost increases came from the Aleutian Pribilof Island Community Development Association, or APICTA. A $500,000 later, Nikolsky has an idle wind turbine that Kyle says could really help reduce their ever-increasing yearly fuel bill.
During peak usage, it probably would have saved our fuel consumption by a third, and during the lower times, at least a half, if not more.
But AEA Rural Power Systems Upgrade and Bulk Fuel Project Manager Chris Mello says it doesn't pencil out. Mello says the tribe got funding for a wind turbine against AEA's recommendations.
We analyzed the wind out there, and in our view, it's very plain, it's really kind of beyond debate, that wind is not a practical alternative energy for them because their community is so very small.
He says a representative from APICTA asked AEA for $180,000 to connect the wind turbine to the diesel plant.
And we said, look, we've been really clear about this before any money was spent on wind at all, that it was a bad idea and we would not be investing in it. Our position doesn't change just because someone did go out and invest in it. It doesn't make a lousy project a better project because they went out and they bought a wind turbine.
I think the information that Chris Mello has is old information, and I think the world has changed substantially.
Larry Cotter is the CEO of APICTA. He says TDX Corporation is handling the power plant maintenance on Nikolsky, and earlier this year, Cotter had TDX write up an analysis of fuel cost savings for the community if they were supplementing with wind.
And that number came in at $178,000 per year. Now, that figure was based on fuel prices at that time. And also did not take into account an additional significant power user that has since entered the community, that being some additional navigational equipment that uses significant power when it's turned on that the FAA installed.
But AEA's Chris Mello says wind turbines need regular maintenance, and because Nikolsky is so remote, that's an expensive prospect.
The cost of all of that, of bringing someone out to perform operation and maintenance services, is probably going to cost several thousand dollars. Now, there's about five or six homes out there. So who's going to go around and knock on the door and say, okay, your share for the repair on the wind turbine is $1,000. You got it?
APICTA's Cotter says those costs are inconsequential compared to the amount the community could save each year. He says it's ridiculous to fight over the cost of the hookup when Nikolsky would save that amount within 2 years. But Chris Mello says AEA won't change its position.
No, we're not going to invest in the wind project that we know is a dog.
In Nikolsky, as winter approaches, Tribal Administrator Tanya Kyle continues to hope the problem will be resolved. She says the tribe has subsidized fuel for community members, but they'll have to raise the rates again this year. And she says after last winter's fuel delivery problems, the wind turbine would help them feel more secure when winter storms make diesel deliveries impossible. Kyle says the community had also hoped to set up a waste heat system from wind power to heat their community center.
So at the very least, if we have to severely cut back on the fuel, we'll have one place where we'll be able to keep it warm enough that, you know, if people decide they want to, they'll have some place warm to stay.
The tribe also recently built a greenhouse so community members could grow their own produce throughout the year, but they can't afford to heat it until the wind turbine is operating.